on the Sioux line in Saskatchewan, say for example, between Weyburn and say Yellowgrass, there was Weyburn and there was McTaggart, there was Brightmoor and there was Yellowgrass. There was four, and that was within 18 miles.
Mm.
And then there was Ibsen, and then there was Lang, there was Milestone, and then there was Wilcox, there was Rollo, Drinkwater, and you go down the Sioux line, and they weren't too far apart. But maybe 10, 15 miles would be a better average, but mm-hmm. down the Sioux line they were scattered all over the place.
And I imagine as grain farms got bigger, there was less need to have the smaller places so close together as trucks became bigger.
Right now, apparently we, you know, when you go down the main line in Saskatchewan, or down number one highway, you'd never know the country anymore because some of the towns have no elevators at all. They're mm-hmm. gone.
Mm-hmm. Speaking
by home, Yellowgrass had five elevators. I think there's only one left, and that's the grain growers that, well, they had built a new one since they had dealt with McCabe's mm-hmm. at one time. It's a new elevator, and I don't know what, I think it's just a specialized elevator for handling certain grains or mm-hmm. whatever.
Quite a difference.
Oh,
yeah. People get lost a lot now, I understand, in the rural areas because they don't have the elevators to show them where they are.
Yeah, they were a standout flagpole, for example, in the community. Yeah.